All right. So like, you know, meme coins, right? These digital tokens that can explode out of nowhere, go from like internet jokes to sometimes serious money. Doge coins, celebrity coins. It's wild.
Yeah.
It's like, how do some people just know what's going to go viral? Like they've got this sixth sense for it.
Right.
Well, today's deep dive, we're going to try to tap into that a bit. We're breaking down this article, How to Create a Meme Coin from Bloom Academy, written by, let me get his name right, Vladimir Smirkus.
Okay.
And it's like a crash course, you know, not just how meme coins work, but how they blow up, what to look for, whether you want to invest or just sound super smart at your next dinner party or something.
What I find fascinating is meme coins. They're like this tiny version of a much bigger thing happening. Smirkus calls it the attention economy. It's not enough to build something good anymore. You got to grab that attention, that viral energy.
So it's less about the thing itself and more about if it can grab you for like, what, 5 seconds? Our attention spans are what, like gone, basically.
Exactly. And the article has some perfect examples. Remember a few years back, every other meme was about like dogs.
Oh, totally.
Dogecoin, Shiba Inu coin. They were right there, ready to ride that wave.
So being in the right place at the right time, but like you have to already know it's the right place, right time, which I guess is the whole attention economy thing.
Exactly. And it goes beyond just dogs, right? Smirkus talks about celebrity coins, drink themed ones, even like TV shows.
Oh, yeah.
If it's buzzing online, someone's probably trying to make it a meme coin.
But timing has got to be everything. Trends change so fast online. What's hilarious today is like ancient history tomorrow. So how do you even time it right?
$1 million question. And, sadly, no easy answer.
Oh.
But the article really stresses keeping up with trends, knowing what the online world is vibing with, and then moving fast.
So it really is like surfing then. Got to catch that wave at just the right moment.
That's a good way to put it.
Okay, so let's say you've got your finger on the pulse, right? You've spotted the perfect meme right for the meme coin treatment. What's next?
You got to choose your battlefield. In the meme coin world, that's the blockchain you build on. Might seem like a technical detail, but it's crucial. It determines so much. Visibility, who can even find your coin?
See, now that's where it gets me. Why does the blockchain matter so much? Isn't it all just, you know, ones and zeros in the end?
It's like, think of it like choosing a storefront, right?
Okay.
You wouldn't open a fancy boutique in the middle of nowhere, would you? You want foot traffic, the right customers.
So some blockchains are like the busy street corner everyone hangs out on.
Exactly. The article, it points out Solana, Blast, BD. They're the hot spots right now for meme coins. Lots of users, seen as easy to use, that kind of thing.
So if you're like meme coin creator extraordinaire, those are your prime real estate options.
Yeah, for sure. But then it gets interesting. They mentioned TON blockchain. Like it could be a contender, but it's the underdog right now.
Underdog. Why would I go with the underdog blockchain when these other ones are like the big players? What's the advantage there?
Sometimes being the big fish in a small pond is better, you know? Less competition, more chance to stand out on TON, at least for now.
The early bird gets the worm kind of thing.
Right. But also, just like those early birds, there's more risk. No guarantee TON becomes the place for meme coins. But if it does, those early adopters, they could clean up.
Calculate a gamble. I like it. But okay, you've got your meme, your blockchain. What else makes a meme coin really pop off?
This is where the article's really clear. You need a community. Even more than with like Bitcoin or whatever, meme coins live and die by their community.
Because otherwise, it's just a bunch of code someone's trying to make money off of, right? A community makes it feel like something's happening.
Totally. And not just like a big Telegram group full of bots.
Yeah.
Smirkus is big on this. Quality over quantity.
Because I've been in some of those dead groups, you know? Just crickets chirping, maybe one bot saying, to the moon! Every 5 hours. Not exactly encouraging.
Exactly. A real community, people who are actually excited, that's what fuels a meme coin. Mm-hmm. They spread the word, create hype.
Oh.
It's everything.
So how do you even build that? Like, is it about having the funniest memes, most active Twitter? What's the secret sauce?
There's no one answer, right? Every community is going to be different. But there are some common threads, like being transparent, authentic.
Yeah.
Giving people a reason to actually care.
So they feel like they're in on the joke, part of something with potential, even if it started as, well, you know, a meme.
Yeah. And that's not easy to pull off.
Yeah.
But when it works, that shared excitement, it's powerful stuff.
All right. So you've laid the groundwork. You've got the meme, the blockchain, the community's going wild. It's launch day. What are the big decisions you got to make right then?
Two main approaches to launching a meme coin. pre-sales and fair launches.
Yeah.
Each has its own pluses and minuses. Really depends on what you're going for.
Okay, break it down for him. What's a pre-sale?
Think of it like early access. Before the crane is officially out there, you offer a chunk of it at a set price to like a select group.
Okay.
Could be big investors, early supporters, whatever. It builds hype, gets some initial money flowing, rewards the people who got in early.
So it's risky, because what if the coin flops? But if it takes off, those early birds are sitting pretty.
Right. But big risk too, obviously. No guarantee the meme coin goes anywhere but down. Plus, scammers love pre-sales.
Yeah, I gotta imagine that's a gold mine for them. So pre-sales, early access, what about fair launches then? What makes them fair?
It's all about, well, fairness. Instead of some VIPs getting in first, fair launches try to distribute the coin more equally.
So everyone has a shot at the starting line at the same time?
That's the idea, yeah.
Yeah.
But in practice, it's not always simple. One common thing is you got to do stuff to earn the coins. The article mentions this dog's meme coin. They did this well. Join their Telegram, invite friends, chat a bit. You get rewarded with dog's tokens.
Oh, so it's less about how much money you have, more about if you're actually into the meme itself, putting in the work to prove it.
Yeah, and that builds community too, right?
Yeah.
Shared investment, all that.
So pre-sales, fair launches, both valid, but different vibes. Like choosing between a big announcement and a slow burn, gotta know your audience. But regardless, next hurdle is getting on exchanges, right?
Yep. Getting listed on exchange is huge. Legitimacy, visibility, and most importantly, way more potential buyers.
And that's where I always get lost with the acronyms DEEC, CEX. I see those thrown around, but explain it to me like I'm five, as they say.
DET, that's decentralized exchange. CEX, centralized. Big difference is how they're run. Decentralized ones, it's like a network of computers, no one person in charge.
So more freedom, but also more chaotic.
Kinda, yeah. Harder to chip down, but maybe harder to use too, especially for beginners. Now, centralized exchanges, they're more like your regular bank. Companies run them, customer service, all that. Easier to use, usually.
But you're trusting that company then, right? With your money, your information, trade-offs either way.
Exactly. And the article it specifically calls out Binance when it comes to CEXs.
Because it's like the big one.
Huge.
Mm-hmm.
Getting listed on Binance is like winning the meme coin lottery almost.
Yeah.
Millions of users overnight. Potential for the price to go insane. But they're picky about what they list.
So that's why everyone wants that Binance badge of approval. It's like a signal boost and a quality check in one.
Exactly. But getting listed, that's just one battle. Then you got to actually navigate the market. And that's where market makers come in.
Market makers.
Yeah.
All right, now those sound like the shadowy figures in a spy movie. Who are they really and what do they do?
Less shadowy, more like referees for the exchange. They make sure there's enough liquidity for a coin. Basically, that means enough buying and selling happening so the price doesn't go haywire.
So they're like the behind the scenes folks making sure the meme coin roller coaster doesn't completely fly off the tracks.
Yeah, basically. They're super important, especially in the meme coin world where things are so up and down. Imagine trying to, I don't know, buy a house, but there's only like three people selling.
Okay.
Prices would be all over the place, right? Market makers, they try to make sure there are enough buyers and sellers so things stay kind of stable.
Sounds like a stressful job, especially with how unpredictable meme coins can be. It's like you need to predict the future or something.
Definitely takes a certain kind of person. But even then, the biggest challenge for meme coins, Binance listing or not, is staying relevant.
Which goes back to that attention economy thing we were talking about earlier. What's hot today is like ice cold tomorrow on the internet. How is a meme coin supposed to last when it's based on, well, a meme?
The $1 billion question, right? The article talks about some strategies meme coin creators try. Sometimes it works, sometimes not so much. One idea is to give the coin utility and make it actually DO something.
So instead of just hoping it goes up in value, you can like use it to buy stuff.
Yeah.
Or get access to something exclusive.
Exactly. Some have even tried tying it into NFTs, those digital collectibles, or building games, online experiences that use the coin.
So it's got to be more than just a joke. More like
a whole brand,
right? Yeah. With its own world, its own thing going on.
Right. Hmm. But got to be honest, doesn't always work out. Some meme coins, they catch fire and stay relevant for ages. Others, it's like a flash in the pan, here 1 minute, gone the next.
So for our listeners who are now like meme coin experts after this deep dive, what's the main thing to remember?
Meme coins are the definition of high risk, high reward. They're all about speculation, hype, that feeling of, I want to get in early on the next big thing.
And let's be real, sometimes it's just fun to be along for the ride, even if it crashes and burns.
100%. But you got to be smart about it. Don't go investing your life savings. Do your research. Know what you're getting into.
I kind of said it better myself. Meme coins, they're like this weird, fascinating glimpse into how the internet works now. Attention equals money. Trends vanish in a heartbeat. And you could get rich or go broke with a couple clicks. So next time you see a meme coin blowing up online, don't just scroll past. Think about what we talked about. The strategies, the risks, that tiny chance that this random joke could be the next big thing. Maybe you'll be the one who spots the next Dogecoin before it hits a dollar. That's it for today's deep dive into the world of meme coins. Stay informed, space savvy, and as always, happy investing.